Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Yesterday we had mentioned the riwayat of a sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in regards to trustworthiness, fulfilling of trust, in which he mentions, we'll repeat the riwayat, in which the sahabi says radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to us two ahadith, one of which I have seen happening, and I am awaiting the other. He narrated that honesty was preserved in the hearts of men, and then they learnt it from the Quran Sharif, and then from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also told us that its disappearance, the disappearance of trustworthiness, of honesty, saying, a man will go to sleep whereupon honesty will be taken away from his heart, and only its traces will remain, resembling the traces of fire. He then will sleep whereupon the remainder of the honesty will also be taken away from his heart, and its trace will resemble a blister that is raised over the surface of skin when a hot coal and ember touches one's foot. And in fact, this blister does not contain anything, it's empty. So there will come a day when people will deal in business with each other, but there will hardly be any trustworthy person amongst them. Then it will be said that in such and such a tribe there is so and so person who is honest. And a man will be admired for his intelligence, good manners and strength, though indeed he will not have iman equal to a mustard seed in his heart. The narrator, the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, added, there came upon me a time when I did not mind dealing with any one of you. For if he was a Muslim, his deen, his religion would prevent him from cheating. And if he was a Christian, a non-Muslim, his Muslim ruler would prevent him from cheating. But today I cannot deal except with so and so and so and so. So as we mentioned yesterday, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains how trustworthiness, honesty will be removed from the hearts of the Muslim Ummah, and it will remain in a very small form. It's like a little blister that contains nothing. Then he says the time will come, a day will come, when people will deal in business with each other, but there will hardly be any trustworthy person amongst them. So here he speaks about business. When he comes to dealing with someone, then you will have no one to trust. You look for a person, who can I really trust? So as we mentioned yesterday, this hadith now is for us to introspect. That am I such a person that can be trusted? That when I say something, I'm true to my word. Like we find before, a person will say, I gave you my zaban, I gave you my tongue, that is sufficient. The Quran Sharif says more than that, to be even more cautious, وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. Make sure you write everything down. Between brothers also, between relatives, partners, make sure everything is written down. Shouldn't be that when there's a dispute, then there's a disagreement in regards to what the agreement was. So write everything down. So I should be that person who can be trusted. One is in business, and a more broader scale, that in a person's life there are different, what you will say, positions that he holds. One is in his own family. He should be able to be trusted. His wife can trust him, children can trust him, his parents can trust him, his brothers can trust him also. When it comes to family businesses, they also find very, very commonly, a person will say, my brother is taking, so I can also take. So there's no trust. Because my brother is doing so and so, he's drawing so much, there's no hisab kitab, there's no records, so I can do the same thing. So now he qualifies himself to also be a person of no trust. Then to keep up the trust in all condition, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. In all the transactions, be trustworthy, fulfill it. Don't be dishonest. So one is a person in his private capacity. Then beyond that, in his business, there is an employer, employee. I'm such an employer that I can be trusted. When I tell my staff, you will get off at 5 o'clock, they can trust me. Not that the boss says so and so thing. Many a person complains that I work overtime, 1 hour, 2 hours, but they say there's no extra pay. There's no overtime pay. because it's in the contract. So I can't trust my boss also. Then the boss cannot trust the staff. They're not trustworthy. If I'm not there, they're going to put cameras all over the shop to see what the person is doing. From there we can already see, when there's so many cameras now in the business, we can see the level of trustworthiness. I can't trust my own staff. Then the customers too, I can't. The entire environment has become like this now, but there's no trustworthiness. Then by extension, either I'm part of a Darul Uloom, madrasa, institution, some school, etc., or in the masjid, I'm a trustee. We have different positions we are holding. And we're out in the path of Allah, I'm the Amir. Then more than that, then I'm below the Amir. Can he trust me? So the many examples, Amir Sahib will say, 10 o'clock will be ta'lim. Can he trust that person now? Is your zimadari? Will you start ta'lim at 10 o'clock? So the Sahabi says, now gauge yourself. Do you have this quality within you? Are you fulfilling the trust, or is it just like a blister left in your heart? So the reality of this trust, ulama explain, is this trust is the nur in the heart of a believer. And as his trustworthiness will leave the heart, then is that there's an empty space in the heart, darkness will fill that space up. At one time he had this nur of trust left him, environment affected him, he didn't realize I'm losing this trustworthiness, nobody can trust me. And this nur of trust leaves the heart, and darkness comes into the heart. And slowly he begins to lose one quality of iman. And iman is made up of sifat and qualities. That is why we find we go in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we have the six sifat, the six qualities. And Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that iman is made up of the sifat and qualities. When you go into the qabr, then the sifat will come to the fore, the sifat of iman. So he says the time will come with business that you will not find a person who you can trust. Then it will be said that in such and such a tribe or a family or a locality, the so and so person who is honest, meaning they will be countable. Nowadays, if you want to leave your amanat by someone, be it some jewelry, some gold, or some cash, who can I leave it with? Person has to think now, who can I trust? My own family, I can't trust anybody. I have a certain one of my friends, I know possibly he will keep it. And amanat also is such a thing, while I might explain, if somebody has to give me a parcel of cash, the original and the masla is that you cannot use one note from there, even though you may replace it. Every note is an amanat. Ulama explained this in kitabs also. A person has in his right hand pocket, somebody gave him 500 rand, keep this for me as amanat. And he goes to the shop, he forgets his wallet somewhere at home. Now he only has that amanat in his pocket. They say you cannot use one note from that 500 rand, even though you may replace it, that money is amanat. You can't use anything from there. You can't touch it. Unless you ask the person that kept it as amanat by you, can I use this cash and replace it? If he says yes, then it can be used. To that extent, now Sharia is so strict when it comes to amanat. So who to trust? You'll have to look for so and so person. He can be trustable. You can't trust him with your wealth. And with your mashwara also. Here Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, Al-Mustasharu Mu'tamanun. A person who is asked for mashwara is entrusted. This is a very delicate masla. Somebody asks you for mashwara, for reference for a boy, is coming to see my daughter. The person is entrusted. He can't hide anything. He has to say what is the reality, what is the truth. When he comes to business, he asks you for mashwara. Family matters, ask you for mashwara. All is a great trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to say what is the right thing. He has to be open. And if he doesn't want to give mashwara, say, sorry, I don't want to give you mashwara. Better you ask somebody else. But if he's giving mashwara, then there's a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding. We'll continue, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.